Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Retirement Community reports that as of today, they have no confirmed cases of COVID-19 on their campus. They were the first congregate living facility locally to report they had a case. According to a post on their website, the two previously confirmed cases, both within the Cannon Valley suite setting, are no longer in need of isolation. They're happy to announce both cases fully recovered with the extensive care and support provided by the care team at Cannon Valley Suites, and they continue to see zero cases among staff. Additionally, they continue to work in collaboration with the Minnesota Department of Health to ensure all appropriate steps are being taken. While stay-at-home continues through May 17th, non-essential businesses can now open for curbside and delivery. Deed Commissioner Steve Grove said the National Retail Federation and Minnesota Retail Association,
they both recommend starting in phases to go to this curbside delivery space first and then move to fully opening up. The importance of phases, they tell us, is that it gets businesses acclimated to this new way of doing business. It gets customers acclimated.
Northfield Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Peterson said this allows those small retail businesses on main streets to start opening and learn a new way of doing business. There had been some confusion as to what they were able to do. Salons are only allowed to sell product, not services. The Chamber's website has a page dedicated to businesses for disseminating information on the effect of COVID-19.
Whether that's loans and grant information or just general guidance on how to reopen, which we just posted today from our friends at Deed.
She said they're not interpreting the rules, they're just passing them along. The Northfield Union of Youth is closed, and Executive Director Emily Fulton Foley says the loss of adult connection is taking a toll. However, staff are doing what they can, including offering a book club, leading a Dungeons & Dragons game.
The game is there, but it's secondary to the connection with other human beings during this time. And then we have staff who are delivering meals. We're still doing a big meal once a week, and it's a grab-and-go meal.
They also have emergency food bags. They're delivering art supplies and hosting online contests. As for unhealthy home lives, those are increasing, but the Key received a grant from Northfield Shares to allow for a one-night hotel stay when necessary. That allows time for family mediation or to get the young person into a safe place. Fulton Foley's full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. And today was the final segment of our series, Why Community Matters, entitled Share Your Talents. Rob Hardy, Northfield's Poet Laureate, has been collaborating with Laura Baker Services Association staffer Bridget Novak to bring poetry to LBSA clients.
So I've been meeting with them for about a year now, once a month, and we just write poetry together. We usually write collaborative poems where each person will write one line of a poem and then pass the paper on to the next person, and the next person will write the second line, and that way we go around in a circle and everybody contributes.
He said some of the results were surprising and fun and beautiful. As a new experience working with intellectually and developmentally disabled persons, he was a little nervous at first, but everyone was so welcoming, from staff to clients, that his apprehension has disappeared. Angie Eckern has taught art for well over a dozen years to elementary students in Northfield. She was asked to be the resident artist at LBSA, and the fit couldn't have been better. She quite literally glowed talking about her work with Laura Baker clients. Her favorite medium is driftwood for its natural element.
Watching the clients hold the driftwood or choose the piece that speaks to them has been so magical.
Kenneth Schultz has been involved for years, starting with volunteering for the Gala Committee, which led to volunteering for the annual Thanksgiving Community Dinner. Mike Schultz of Schultz Electric provides monetary donations and also plenty of time.
It's just fun to be a part of, and that's the one thing with Laura Baker. They want you to be part of it, bring ideas, and they want your input, and they want you to be a part of it, not just be on a committee. They want you to be there and celebrate with them.
It was clear the effect that the clients have on these volunteers. Community matters. You can listen to the whole series and learn more about volunteering on KYMNRadio.net and also on laurabaker.org. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.